You're listening to Chemistry in Its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Hello, this week, to the element that lies at the root of plant photosynthesis, fights free radicals, strengthens steel, makes mysterious ocean floor nodules, and even caused a mix-up with magnesium. Here's Ron Caspi.
I always feel that manganese is sadly overlooked. It's the fifth most abundant metal in the Earth crust, and the second most abundant transition metal after iron. But say manganese, and many people will think of the much more familiar magnesium. There is a good reason why the names of these two elements are so confusingly similar, but we'll get to that in a minute. There are more than 300 different minerals that contain manganese. Large terrestrial deposits are found in Australia, Gabon, South Africa, Brazil, and Russia. Yet, more fascinating are the mysterious 3 trillion tons of manganese nodules that cover great parts of the ocean floor. These nodules are never covered by the constantly accumulating sediment. They manage to always stay above the sediment due to the constant pushing and turning by their keepers, the small animals that live on the ocean floor. Almost $500 million were invested in developing mining techniques for the nodules, but they are found so deep, mostly at depth of 4 to 6 kilometers, that the mining is still not commercially viable. Manganese is an extremely versatile element. It can exist in 6 different oxidation states. In nature, it is usually found in either its reduced +2 state, which easily dissolves in water, or in the +4 state, which forms many types of insoluble oxides. The +3 form of manganese is used as a powerful weapon by dry rot fungi that break down wood. Wood contains a lot of lignin, a polymer that is almost indestructible by biological systems. Indestructible, that is, unless you use manganese. A fungal enzyme, manganese peroxidase, oxidizes manganese +2 atoms to manganese +3, which are then sent to the tiny spaces within the wood lattice. Manganese +3 is highly reactive and can break down the chemical bonds of lignin, making it available as food for the fungus. Fungi are not the only organisms that harness the power of manganese chemistry. Manganese is an essential element for all life forms. It is absolutely necessary for the activity of several enzymes that must bind the manganese atom before they can function, including superoxide dismutase, an enzyme that protects us from the harmful effects of toxic oxygen radicals. One of the most important reactions in biology, photosynthesis, is completely dependent on manganese. It is the star player in the reaction center of photosystem II, where water molecules are converted to oxygen. Without manganese, there would be no photosynthesis as we know it, and there would be no oxygen in the Earth atmosphere. While biology discovered manganese early on, it took humankind a bit longer. Already in ancient Egypt, glassblowers, who got tired of their greenish glass, found that by adding small amounts of certain minerals to their mix, they could make perfectly clear glass. They didn't realize it at the time, but these minerals, which were affectionately named sapovitri, or glass soap, were manganese oxides. Excellent ores were found in the region of Magnesia, a region of northern Greece, just south of Macedonia. And this is how the trouble with manganese name started. Different ores from the region, which included both magnesium and manganese, were simply called magnesia. In the 1600s, the term magnesia alba, or white magnesia, was adopted for magnesium minerals, while magnesia nigra, or black magnesia, was used for the darker manganese oxides. By the way, the famous magnetic minerals that were discovered in that region were named lapis magnis, or stone of magnesia, which eventually became today's magnet. For a while, there was a total mix-up concerning manganese and magnesium. But in the late 18th century, a group of Swedish chemists, headed by Torben Bergman, were convinced that manganese is its own element. In 1774, Scheele, a member of the group, presented these conclusions to the Stockholm Academy. And later that year, Johan Gahn, another member, became the first man to purify manganese and prove that it is an element. It took a few more years, but by 1807, the name manganese was accepted by all. Today, manganese is used for countless industrial purposes. By far the most important one is in steelmaking. When Sir Henry Bessemer invented the process of steelmaking in 1856, his steel broke up when hot-rolled or forged. The problem was solved later that year when Robert Forster Mushet, another Englishman, discovered that adding small amounts of manganese to the molten iron solves the problem. Since manganese has a greater affinity for sulfur than does iron, it converts the low-melting iron sulfide in steel to high-melting manganese sulfide. Since then, all steel contains manganese. In fact, about 90% of all manganese produced today is used in steel. From the mysterious nodules at the bottom of the ocean to the decay of wood, from ancient glass blowing to modern steel making, from fighting oxygen radicals to photosynthesis, manganese has always played a fascinating role in the chemistry, geology, and biology of our planet, a role that is seriously underappreciated.
Ron Caspi. Next time, to a cheeky chemical with some practical and also some less than practical uses. That is, unless you're a practical joker.
Alloys containing bismuth were used for safety valves on boilers, melting if the temperature rose too high. And a classic prank invented in Victorian times was to cast spoons from an alloy consisting of 8 parts bismuth, 5 parts lead, and 3 parts tin. Its melting point is low enough for the spoon to vanish into a cup of hot tea, to the astonishment of the unsuspected visitor.
Andreas Seller, who will be revealing the story of bismuth on next week's Chemistry in Its Element. I hope you can join us. I'm Chris Smith. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Chemistry in Its Element is brought to you by the Royal Society of Chemistry and produced by thenakedscientists.com. There's more information and other episodes of Chemistry in Its Element on our website at chemistryworld.org/elements.